The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
This event of Mubahila, you know, is very significant and it's important, and it serves as a reminder for us of some very basic facts about the truth of our religion. You know, we said that just as we celebrated Ghadir last week, and that the event of Ghadir marked the perfection and the completion of the religion of Islam. And we said that there is some ramifications to that, if you recall. There are some responsibilities with that, especially when it comes to recognizing that the deen that we are on is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be on. And Mubahila serves as that reminder as well. You know, the day of Mubahila, or the event of Mubahila, signifies and marks the supremacy of Islam as the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now wants all of His creation to follow. It's always surprising to me, you know, that Mubahila serves as that example that eliminates the possibility of Islam being a pluralistic religion, you know. Obviously you will always have people who will circumvent and try to reanalyze Mubahila, but if other paths were acceptable to God, then what would be the point of challenging in Mubahila, right? Like it's mind-boggling, right? Like this serves as that staple, it serves as that punctuation really in this event. And as we'll describe it, we'll understand it, but we know the event of Mubahila as being such. And so it marks that, not to say that everyone else is perished, right, or is condemned. This is not what Mubahila signifies. But what Mubahila signifies more than anything else is that, look, Allah says, I am the Supreme Lord, right? I am the divinity. And as the divine, I have sent prophets prior. And whatever religions that they brought, whatever Sharia they brought, but when it comes to this final religion, this is the one I want everyone to follow, right? And that's what Mubahila signifies, you know, the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for all of us. And at the same time, Mubahila signifies the position of the Ahlul Kisa as the greatest human beings ever created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. And alhamdulillah, as we say all the time, alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. You know, all praises to Allah for guiding us to this. That we are in that path, alhamdulillah, that He has chosen, that He wants to be followed. And we are in that path following as role models those who He has created to be the best examples. And inshallah, we fulfill that amanat, you know, because that is an amanat, right? Like we can't lose focus of the responsibility. One of the basic teachings that we must never forget is that whenever you are presented with a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gift comes bearing responsibilities. We have responsibilities attached to that, and inshallah we fulfill these responsibilities. There are many lessons that we can take from this event, you know, but I thought a lot about what is it that we want to convey today. And I think that one of the most important messages is the power, really, the power of a God-conscious family. Yeah? Family, you know. This God-conscious family, the Ahlul Kisa, that if they were to pray to Allah and say Ameen, Allah would grant it for them. There has to be some practical lessons that we can apply into our lives. We're not the Ahlul Kisa, of course, right? So don't get, I'm not even trying to say that. But we have to be able to take some lessons from it, right? And I believe that what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is teaching us is the importance, you know, of having an entire family structure that is on the message that God wants it to be on, right? And we're all living examples here of how difficult that is. Yeah, how difficult that is. You know, you can have two or three children, and may Allah give everyone children, inshallah. Say Ameen, this is Mubahila, say Ameen, yeah? Ameen, inshallah, yeah? And one child could be, have their own likes and their own tendencies, and somebody else have their own likes and their own tendencies, and sometimes when you look at them, you're like, they came from the same place, right? Like, they're completely different, right? And this is a reality. And the same thing when it comes to deen, people's attraction to deen, people's love for deen. But there has to be a base that Allah wants the entire family structure to be a part of and have. And it's that God-conscious family. And if we can have this God-conscious family, I'm not exaggerating my words. I feel this. That if a God-conscious family that meets the criteria of being a God-conscious family were to make a dua and say Ameen, Allah would grant that dua. That's the power of a God-conscious family, right? This is why we are told to pray Salatul Jamaat together as a family. We are told to make dua together as a family. We teach our children values together. Why? Because the power of a God-conscious family cannot be understated, right? This is whether you are a husband and a wife only, you're a single waiting, you have to be that God-conscious individual, right? And so there are a couple of points, or before we get to how does one become a God-conscious family. And again, like if your kids have moved out and it's just you and your wife, or your wife and your husband, this applies to you, right? These are criteria that we should be living by. But when we look at the Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the importance of making sure that our family is with us in our progression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Allah has numerous verses in the Quran. For example, in Surah Tahrim, verse number 6, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. He says that, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your family from the hellfire, not just yourself, right? In another verse in Surah Taha, verse number 132, Allah says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. He says that, command your, enjoin prayer upon your family and remain steadfast in there, right? وَاسْتَبِرْ, it's not just sabr, don't just do sabr, but you stay steadfast in enjoining your family towards salah. And you know, this got me thinking, right? Like, you know, when it's so much easier to be a God-conscious individual yourself, but when you try to bring your family along, it's not as easy. It's not as easy, right? And as I was preparing this lecture, you know, it was Fajr time and I had to wake up my daughter and, you know, the family. And I was like, man, it'd be so much easier if I just go and pray and go back to sleep. It'd be, right? Like now I have to go wake up my daughter and I have to make sure she gets up, and that adds another 10, 15 minutes into it. And this, I was reminded of this lecture. I was like, that's what Allah wants. Allah wants that. Is it easier for me just to get up and go pray and go back to sleep and bas khalas, I worried about my own salah? Of course, right? It's easier to do that. But when does God ever want us to do that which is easy? It's not. God wants us to do the difficult, right? There's a verse, and I believe it's Surah Al-Balad. فَاقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَ الْأَقَبَ. Allah says, take the difficult road. Take the difficult road. And what makes you understand what the difficult road? And then this way, فَقْكُ رَقَبَ وَإِطْعَامٌ مِسْكِينٌ and إِطْعَامٌ يَتَامٌ. And Allah describes all of these different things where He's saying, look, it's not enough for you just to do what you got to do. Take your family along. Yeah? And that's where the difficulty lies, right? It's easier to have one person be successful. Allah wants the entire community to be successful. Allah wants the entire ummah to be successful. And so that's part of being that, the importance of having this God-conscious responsibility. And we'll start with just the family, right? And five things we'll mention, so that we try to work on them, and we do these ourselves, and then we make sure that our spouse has the same, our children have the same, and inshallah, when Allah sees that we're struggling, Allah will take us the rest of the way. But we have to struggle.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه